Patient's last name is Chung, first name is Hayton. Date of service is March 26, 2024. Patient tells me that he was involved in a traumatic brain injury. It was in 2018 when he was in boot camp, in Camp Pendleton in California. Patient tells me that he was in training session using a pugil stick, a P-U-G-I-L stick. Patient tells me that he was hit in the head. He immediately has seen a white for a few seconds. Severe head pain. The hit in the head was significant. Patient denies any loss of consciousness. Patient was evaluated by the corpsman. Patient. Patient returned to his duties. Next paragraph. Since the event, the patient tells me that he has significant memory loss. His memory become very poor. He experienced short-term memory loss. Patient has difficulty concentrating and focus. Patient has significant forgetfulness. Patient has noise sensitivity. Patient has light sensitivity. Patient has headaches. Next paragraph. Patient is currently a this marks the identification. Next patient's last name is Cobbs, C-O-B-B-S. First name is D-E-X-T-E-R. Date of visit is March 26th, 2024. Next paragraph, a patient tells me that he was involved in a traumatic brain injury. A patient tells me that he was in Iraq in 2005. A patient tells me that there was a rocket explosion near him. A patient has severe headache, dizziness, and ringing in the ears. Denies any loss of consciousness. Until 2007, a patient had IED explosion near him. A patient tells me that he hit the vehicle in front of him. A patient tells me the shockwave causing of headaches, lightheadedness, and dizziness. Denies any loss of consciousness. Patient tells me in 2009, a patient was in a motorcycle accident, which he hit his motorcycle ran into gravel. Patient tells me he fell down and hit the head. Patient tells me that he did lose consciousness. Patient also have headaches when he woke up. Patient and confusion and disorientation. Next paragraph. Patient currently that he has headaches 45 times a month. Patient has dizziness. Patient has decrease in memory. Patient short-term memory. Patient has dizziness after prolonged sitting. Next paragraph. This marks the identification. Next patient's last name is A-H-M-E-D, first name is M-U-S-T-A-F-A, date of visit is March 27, 2024. Next paragraph, a patient tells me that he was involved in a traumatic brain injury. A patient tells me that he was diagnosed of deep vein thrombosis, in 2021. He was on the left deep vein thrombosis in the leg. Patient at that time was in Travis Air Force Base. Patient was found to have factor 5 latent deficiency. Patient tells me that his leg swelling. Patient also had a left foot drop at that time. Patient tells me that one day his left leg gave out on him. He fell and hit the head. When he hit the head, patient immediate loss of consciousness. A patient tells me that he was out of consciousness for about 5 minutes. When he woke up, he feels significant pain symptoms on the right side of the head. A patient was confused and disoriented. Next paragraph. Since the event, a patient significant headache. Patient with headache a lot. Patient of fatigue, vertical symptoms, or balance difficulties. Patient of nausea. Patient feel depressed. Patient have severe headache. Patient has mental fogginess. Patient has difficulty sleep at night. Patient has short-term memory loss. Patient has difficulty concentrate. A patient has been taking fluoxetine for his depression symptoms. Patient has taken meclizine for vertigo symptoms of frostal patients taking gabapentin for nerve pain symptoms of frostal nerve. Patient is in active duty. Frostal patient is working for the Air Force. The frostal patient is a podiatry surgeon. He tells me that his symptoms are affecting him working. Frostal patient tells me that he's not able to do surgeries anymore. Frostal patient has the headache is affecting his concentration and focus. Frostal patient also has dizziness and vertigo symptoms, unable to stand for a prolonged period of time. Frostal patient is unable to operate because he has difficulty with the dizziness and syncopal symptoms. Of first of all, patient also have significant sensitivity to light and sound at work. Of first of all, this marks the end of the patient.